It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. Well, fall means a lot of things in Wisconsin. One of them is that it's time for pumpkins. In this edition of Wisconsin Weekend, we check in with two Wisconsin growers about how the pumpkin crop is this year, how to grow giant pumpkins, and learn about interactive activities involving this fruit in the state. How are pumpkins part of your family's fall activities, and where do you go to get them? And how do you use pumpkins? Glenn Martin is a member of the board of directors of the Wisconsin Giant Pumpkin Growers. Glenn, thanks for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you.
So, giant pumpkins, why did you start growing them?
Well, mainly it's a we don't know whether it's a hobby or a sport, okay? One thing is that you have to, we don't know for sure. You have to, first of all, you have to hunt it down, okay, the best seeds and this and that. And the other one is the sport part is that all of a sudden you've got the activity of growing it, okay? So it's kind of hunting, kind of sport.
And I suppose there's some competition to see who can grow the biggest one.
Oh, of course, yes. This all started in a tavern, okay? You know how the tavern breaks.
Boy, that's a Wisconsin thing. This all started in a tavern.
Well, they had a contest, and all of a sudden we were at a birthday party, and they had it on a blanket. They carried a 400-pound pumpkin through the door. It was my wife that actually got it started, and she says, I'm going to grow one bigger than those boys, okay? And that's what started this crazy process, okay? It's an addiction. Probably 10 years ago.
Okay. So when we talk about giant pumpkins, how big are we talking? You mentioned one that was 400 pounds that went through a tavern door. What's the average giant pumpkin these days?
What's the average? Well, I'll just tell you what the Wisconsin state record is right now.
Okay.
It's over a ton, okay? It's 2,283 pounds, okay? That's the biggest one.
How do you even get that out of the field?
Yeah, that is getting to be a trick, okay? So we'd use what we call a lifting ring, and with straps that go down in the bottom, so it's like a lifting ring that looks like a wheel, like a wheel off of a tractor, okay? And we run 6 straps or 8 straps down to the bottom with rings in the bottom, and then you run a rope around the bottom, and that's how you pick it up and move it. It's getting to be challenging to move, I'll tell you that.
Got to have a pretty big machine to lift that much also, I would think.
It takes a good-sized machine, yes.
Yeah. What varieties do people turn to grow giant pumpkins?
The varieties we're growing is Dill's Atlantic Giants, okay? They were basically bred up in the northeastern Canada area, up in the Providence states up there, what they call the Atlantic region up in that area.
The Maritimes?
Up in the Maritimes, yes. And people think that they do better in the hotter weather. No, they don't. They do better in what we call 65 at night and 85 during the day. That's Wisconsin has that kind of weather, and we do very well in growing.
Glenn Martin is a member of the board of directors of the Wisconsin Giant Pumpkin Growers. How are pumpkins part of your family's fall activities? Where do you go to get them, and how do you use them? 800-642-1234. Tell us your pumpkin story. 800-642-1234. Do you grow giant pumpkins? And how big was your giant pumpkin this year? 800-642-1234. So, Glenn, tell us what goes into growing a giant pumpkin as opposed to just growing the regular kind. How do you get it to keep growing?
Well, the whole trick is that all of a sudden we control the growth of the plant just like you prune an apple tree, but you got to remember this is fast-paced. These plants grow upwards to 6 inches to a foot a day, okay? The vine growth is. And the pumpkin growth can be upwards to 50 pounds a day, okay? And to explain that, that's 2 pounds an hour, okay? Mm. So what it is, we start them indoors in April, and then mid to late April, and then we create a little mini greenhouse at the beginning of the season. But you got to remember, you got to vent them during the day too, because it can get very warm. And then the pumpkin roots in at every leaf. That's the whole trick to growing them, is to get them to root in at every leaf, okay? And there's there's a lot of things that happen at every leaf, okay? At every leaf, you have a flower, you have a leaf, you have a root. So you got to figure out how to get them to root in. And then you got to figure out how to properly feed them, like you need nutrition, they need nutrition too. And then also how much water. That's the whole trick to growing them. And then the other one is to keep the predators away. You got a lot of predators that want this, from insects to animals to people that get in your garden and step in the wrong area.
Uh-oh.
Believe it or not.
So this hobby is starting to sound like a lot of work. Is there, Wisconsin has a lot of different soil types. Is there a type of soil that these giant pumpkins prefer?
Well, they like the little bit looser soil, okay? So you got to, if you live in an area that's heavy clay and stuff like that, you got to figure out how to amend your soil to make it so that all of a sudden it's a little bit of a looser soil, so that all of a sudden you're just like anything, your other crop, you know, you got to amend the soil and you got to figure out what it needs. So we do a soil test every spring and every fall. Yeah, there's work involved with it, but there's work involved with other sports or hobbies too. And then we have an annual way-off contest. Actually, we have like 5 of them in the state of Wisconsin every fall. And these are normally at festivals, okay? We do have one more coming up this weekend, and that's going to be at the Michigan Pumpkin Fest. That festival has been going on for over 25 years. They closed the main street off, and we have a way-off there, and they have parade, and it's a party atmosphere, too, you know, to see who's going to win.
Sure. So what happens with these giant pumpkins at the end of the season? Are you make a whole bunch of pumpkin pie, or what happens to them?
Well, so we mainly set up a display with them. That's what me and my wife do. Every year we have a display that we set up at our yard and stuff like that. We're in the process of moving right now. It's because all of a sudden we found a piece of property where we could build a new home, and we're in the process of moving our pumpkin patch. Next year will be at a new place. So this year it's kind of in limbo, but most people like to put them on display. As a matter of fact, is that I'm part of a bigger organization too called the Great Pumpkin Commonwealth, okay? And we have a website called bigpumpkins.com where you can find out all this information. And there, in that part of it, we have what we call an international annual convention, okay? And I tell people this, and it's held somewhere in the world, okay? It's been in London already, because we got growers over in England and in Europe. It's been in Portland, Oregon. But this following year, I'm snagged it to come on right here to Wisconsin, to Lambeau Field in March of 2019.
Wow.
We're going to have some of the top premier pumpkin growers in the world will be talking about how to grow giant pumpkins. And believe it or not, the enthusiasm at one of these events is contagious.
I would imagine. So giant pumpkins aren't the only focus of the giant pumpkin growers. What other things are people growing with the goal of seeing how big they can make them?
Well, we grow tomatoes. The biggest tomato grown in Wisconsin is 7¾ pounds. A bushel gourd, that's a green gourd that's growing for weight, okay, and that is like 330 pounds. They start out that they're just a normal little gourd. It's probably your average weight on them is probably only 15 to 25 pounds. We grow gourds for length, okay, and the world record on that right now is 149 inches. That's over 12 foot long, okay, growing from a trellis. Also field pumpkins, your regular Connecticut pumpkins that you see out in the gardens and stuff like that. We have, we can grow them to 200 pounds. That's the world record. And also, I'm trying to think what other thing here. Squash, green squash. Mm-hmm. It's a pumpkin variety, but it's got to be all green in color, okay? Can't have green, gray, or blue, but it can't have no orange or red in it, okay? So people go, wow, you're growing those different things. And it says, and we're trying different soils, different, you know, fertilizers, different pest control. Like it says, pest control is a big factor, trying to control the
sure,
or the critters.
And people with big feet who step in your garden in the wrong place.
Yeah, you get that too. So all of a sudden you get that. Or you get a woodchuck that comes in and starts, and they're tasty. They like to eat these things. So
yeah. Wow. We've got about 30, 40 seconds here. Leave us some with some really quick advice for someone if they wanted to try their hand at growing big pumpkins and other assorted
fruits. Well, the best advice I can tell people is that the best advice is to get to know other pumpkin growers, okay? We have a little community, and you can look our website up, Wisconsin Giant Pumpkin Growers. We have fall events, layoffs. We also have winter events. We have seminars that we put on to get to know these people, and they like competition. They want competition. They feel that all of a sudden it's more fun. Like the old saying goes, it's more fun in a race going around the track with other cars than just by yourself.
There you go. The more the merrier. Gosh, and this all started in a bar. That's fantastic. Glenn Martin, thank you for joining us, Glenn. I really appreciate your time this morning.
Well, thank you very much, Ben.
Glenn Martin is a member of the board of directors of the Wisconsin Giant Pumpkin Growers. They're online. Next up on in Wisconsin Weekend, we head to Rice Lake to learn about flying pumpkins and trebuchets. We're going to see how many times this hour I can say that word. You heard that right, flying pumpkins. I'm John Munson. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. We have a very distinct pumpkin theme for our Wisconsin weekend segments this week. Fall means a lot of things in Wisconsin. Of course, one of them is it's time for pumpkins. We're checking in with Wisconsin growers about the pumpkin crop. We just heard about how big they get, and now we're going to find out how many of them we get and how they did this year. How are pumpkins a part of your family's fall activities? Where do you go to get them, and how do you use them once you have them? 800-642-1234. 800-642-1234. Ideas at WPR.org, or you can tweet us at WPR Mornings. Andrew Mumson is the owner of Mumson's Harvest Hills Pumpkin Patch and Apple Orchard in Rice Lake. Andrew, welcome to the morning show.
Well, thank you, John. Thanks for having me.
Hey, before we start, I have to share something quick, because when I saw the name come up when we were talking about this program, this made me think of this. I used to live in Rice Lake, worked in radio down there, and of course, Munson and Mumson sound a lot alike. And I used to get calls at home from people who wanted to buy strawberry plants and got angry when I refused to sell them. True
yeah,
story.
That sounds pretty likely, I guess.
Well, and isn't there a John Mumson in your family?
Yes, there is. Yeah. He's my uncle.
Okay, your uncle. Well, he and I used to get mixed up for each other a lot. So, anyway. But back to the show. So, how has the pumpkin crop been this season?
We have had probably our best pumpkin crop that we've ever had. The growing season this year with the hotter weather, the pumpkins just loved it. And actually, pollination was really good this year, which hasn't always been the case. So, it set a heavy crop and just grew very, very well. We had a great crop this year.
So how many different varieties of pumpkins do you grow there in Rice Lake?
You know, I kind of go for almost a shotgun approach on the pumpkin growing. I put about 75 different varieties of pumpkins in, probably 50 varieties of squash, and not all of those are successful every year. Some years we'll have a variety that just does so well, and the next year it might not do real well. So I've kind of found it's best to cover my bases completely and plant a lot of different varieties and kind of see what does well in that growing season.
We heard just a little bit ago from a fellow who grows giant pumpkins as a hobby that he starts them out in the house. When does your season start for preparing your pumpkins?
Well, I'm already kind of planning for which pumpkins I want to plant for next year, you know, based on what consumer demand is. We've really seen a lot of the white pumpkins becoming more and more popular the last few years, so we've increased the number of white pumpkins by a lot. And we don't start ours indoors at all. We plant ours all directly in the field with a planter by seed, and we have good success with that, them becoming ready in time for the season.
So how big an operation is this? How many acres of pumpkins do you have there?
Varies on the year. We're somewhere around 17 to 20 acres of pumpkins with the squash and other stuff included, squash and gourds.
Andrew Mumsen is the owner of Mumsen's Harvest Hills Pumpkin Patch and Apple Orchard in Rice Lake. Talk about your family's use of pumpkins. Is this part of your fall activities at your house? And where do you get them? How do you use them? Maybe you grow your own. 800-642-1234. 800-642-1234. Tell us your pumpkin-related stories. Share them with us on email at ideas@WPR.org. You can also tweet us at WPR Mornings. Andrew, you said right now the white pumpkins are the most popular. Traditional orange still pretty popular, though?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the orange is definitely the most popular. But, you know, a lot of people might get a couple of orange and a white one to kind of add that extra color. And you know, a lot of times the squash, too, with the 50 varieties of squash we have, not all of them I would recommend for eating. Some are definitely tastier than the others, but, you know, that visual appeal of the different colors of squash and different shapes of squash really can add a lot to someone's display.
Well, it really has. Traditionally, it's kind of a symbol of the harvest season, the pumpkin, the squash, those fruits and vegetables we harvest in the fall. And so, a lot of people use them for decorating outside. So which variety of pumpkin is the tastiest? If I wanted to buy one and I was going to make a pumpkin pie, from the source instead of the can, what variety would I be looking for?
Well, a lot of the smaller pumpkins, something that's just maybe around a little bigger than softball size, is got a lot higher sugar content in it than the big pumpkins. So those are the ones we would always recommend for someone looking for a pie pumpkin to do pies with or anything.
Sure.
There's a lot of different recipes out there. You know, people will get a bigger pumpkin and carve it out and make soup inside of it and use the actual pumpkin as a soup bowl. And
really?
So there's a little different, a little different selection process depending what the person's looking for. But the smaller ones definitely have the higher sugar content.
Now, one interactive pumpkin activity at your farm involves catapults and cannons. Everybody in the morning show crew has been waiting for this moment when you tell us about flying pumpkins.
Oh, yes. This weekend is our last pumpkin chunking weekend where we will be doing, we have two different catapults and pumpkin cannon, and then we have the apple shooter as well. Normal weekends we do the pumpkin cannon and apple shooter, but it's only a couple of special weekends where I get my dad out there and he does the catapulting. And we've got the trebuchet catapult, which is the old-style French for tree bucket, where it's got a big counterweight on the end, about 2,000 pounds, and that swings down, and the pumpkin flies out of there on a sling and is released. We've got a big spring-powered catapult that's got 12 garage door springs on there, and that really can pack a punch to a pumpkin, really throw it up far, far up in the air and come down hard. Air-powered cannon is about 40 to 50 PSI of air that we charge up in there. And with that, we've measured, comes out about 300 miles an hour. So I would say that's pretty quick for a pumpkin to travel.
How far do they go? How far can you throw one of these with the trebuchet?
The trebuchet is probably about 100 yards, maybe 75 yards. And that's a pretty heavy pumpkin that we throw with that.
I would imagine. I mean, this is a siege weapon we're talking about here.
Yeah. That's they used to use them to try to throw the dead cows and stuff down the opposing team's well. So
Oh, wow. So how did this get started? How did the flying pumpkins and shooting apples and stuff like that, how did that get started?
Well, our farm, this is actually our 25th year in existence. My parents started it in 1993, and it was kind of right in the beginning of the agritourism, agritainment trend, and they were looking for a good way to advertise, so my dad decided to build a trebuchet catapult, got some plans off of the internet, of course, and we started building the catapult and had good success with that. We got in quite a bit of media that really increased the business at that time. So we added more pieces of artillery in the years since then.
So how many people show up to watch these pumpkins fly through the air? How big an attraction is this?
Oh, we have lots of people come through. You know, it's hundreds of people that come to watch it. And it always amazes me, you know, for all the years that we've been doing it, how many people will be out there and say, you know, this is my first time ever watching it. So there's always new people up there that have never seen it, which is always exciting.
And, of course, you have apples, too, so I'm imagining that there's probably apple cider and things like that there.
Yep. We've got apple cider. We're pretty famous for our caramel apples, so everyone always gets a caramel apple and wanders around the farm. We've got a couple of corn mazes, a big petting farm. It's got a lot of animals with bunnies and kittens and goats and llamas, pigs. And there's a lot of play area in there as well. There's big corn pit. There's a boat with straw bales that the kids really love running around and playing on. A couple of bounce houses. So,
tell us from Rice Lake, tell us how to get to Harvest Hills.
We are on Highway SS, which is the main road that runs between Rice Lake and Cameron. So we're just outside of Rice Lake. If you start driving towards Cameron, start going south towards Cameron, you'll start going up a big hill. We're about halfway up the big hill on the right side, and it's hard to miss it. There's thousands of pumpkins out front and a big pumpkin tower, and you can see that there's lots of activity going on.
So a little way south of Rice Lake on Highway SS, which for old-timers like me was U.S. Highway 53. How big was your harvest this year? How many pumpkins or how many pounds of pumpkins do you think you ended up with?
Oh, man. There's thousands of pumpkins.
What do you do with the ones that you don't shoot out of the trebuchet? Where do these pumpkins end up?
Well, you know, a lot of people, they're on a lot of people's doorsteps and stuff. So people are carving them up and using them in all sorts of decorations.
Okay. All right. Andrew, thanks so much for spending this time with us, and good luck with flinging those pumpkins through the air. One of these years I'm going to get down there and have a look at that.
Well, sounds great. Thank you.
Oh, you know what? You're staying with us. I'm sorry. I forgot where I was in my script. Andrew Mumpson of Mumpson's Harvest Hills stays with us. We'll continue our conversation about pumpkins and all things pumpkin-related coming up. It's the morning show on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Our conversation continues in a moment. It's the morning show on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm John Munson. Well, it's pumpkins everywhere, pumpkins flying through the air. On this edition of Wisconsin Weekend, we have Andrew Mumpson, the owner of Mumpson's Harvest Hills Pumpkin Patch and Apple Orchard, just south of Rice Lake, Wisconsin. Andrew, before the break, we were talking about flying pumpkins. What variety of pumpkin works best in the catapults?
Well, in the catapults, we like a nice, dense, heavy pumpkin. So actually, we use a smaller, like Atlantic Giant or something, the same what the big pumpkin growers do for the giant pumpkins. They're just nice, dense, heavy pumpkins that give that real good splat when they hit the ground.
I would imagine. So what about the you shoot some pumpkins out of cannons? What kind of pumpkins do you use there?
That's a smaller, nice, round pumpkin that rolls down the barrel. You know, the cannon went through a lot of trial and error to get figured out. Actually, we didn't start out with the compressed air. We tried acetylene and oxygen and propane and different things to get that explosion that you think you should have. But nothing would work with that, and ended up trying the compressed air, and that worked really well. We would try to use a tight-fitting pumpkin and put some soapy water in the barrel to slide that pumpkin down, and found out that just a nice loose-fitting pumpkin that rolled right down there was the best thing to use.
See, this reminds me of shooting tennis balls out of beer can cannons in the dorms, but I probably shouldn't go there. So the pumpkins are flying on Saturday. When does that start?
12 to 5 every hour, Saturday and Sunday. So.
Okay. So what do we get out of what's so satisfying about smashing things like pumpkins? Why is this so popular?
Well, I'll tell you, there's something about the catapults that just is fascinating to see that pumpkin going up in the air, and it just, you know, it's almost graceful up in the air with a little bit of spin to it, and then it comes down and just the smash with the shattering of the pumpkin that flies all over.
Hmm.
Just, I don't know, something satisfying about that.
What tips would you have for people who would like to try their hand at growing pumpkins? What do they need to know about that?
Well, you know, I think definitely talking to other growers is a good place to start, finding out what varieties work well in that area and what they're looking for as well, because there's a lot of different varieties. You know, if someone wants to try their hand at growing a giant pumpkin, that's a whole lot different than if they're looking to grow some smaller pie pumpkins.
Sure. Yeah, we heard all about giant pumpkins earlier. Gosh, a 2,000-pound pumpkin, that's just really hard to imagine. What's the biggest pumpkin that you've grown?
You know, we haven't really gone into the giant pumpkins. You know, we've had some that are a couple hundred pounds, but we haven't ever put the care into it that's required to really grow one of the big ones.
Yeah, a lot of people after Halloween, they just toss their pumpkins out. They end up in the trash or someone smashes them on the curb. But do you do any kind of post-Halloween pumpkin smashing event so people don't just have to throw them out?
No, we haven't really done that. You know, a lot of our pumpkins that are left over will go for deer or cattle or pigs. You know, a lot of livestock feed
or
the deer as well. The deer just loves the pumpkins, especially after they froze.
Sure. So how far do people come to watch the flying pumpkins? Where's the farthest away a person has come to see this? Do you know?
Oh, I don't know. I know we had a couple of people out there last night. They weren't watching the catapulting, but from Italy and Kazakhstan that were...
Wow.
In the area on a foreign exchange program.
That's amazing. Well, gosh, this has been fascinating, and I'm really interested in this. I'm going to have to find a way to get down there, but not this year. Andrew Mumsen, thank you this time for real. Thank you for being with us this morning and sharing your pumpkin knowledge with our audience. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you, John. It's a pleasure to talk with you.
Andrew Mumsen is the owner of Mumsen's Harvest Hills Pumpkin Patch and Apple Orchard in Rice Lake.